Sí, una vieja media. No let us be primary homage to the Buddha, homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, and the fully enlightened one.
Not from page 14.
Oh, start with 14. Oh, okay. So I actually jump one page. Sorry. Okay, we start again. Dedication or offering. To the blessed one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment. To the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the blessed one disciple who had practiced well, to this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the blessed one, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May this simple offering be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us.
The Lord,
the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render my homage to the Buddha,
the Blessed One.
The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha. Homage to him,
the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the fully one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha.
The good word of the Blessed One's reputation has spread as follows. Such indeed is the Blessed One, the worthy one, the perfectly enlightened one, endowed with wisdom and virtue, the accomplished one, the knower of the world, the incomparable master or guide of those to be trained, teacher of gods and men, the enlightened one, the blessed one.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha, the Buddha, the truly worthy one,
endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus. I bow my head to that peaceful chief of conquerors, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As of the first object of recollection, I venerate him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and guide. The Buddha is sorrow's destroyer, who bestows blessings on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessings of his practice, by his power, may all obstacles be overcome.
By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of all be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Buddha. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma.
Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, onward leading to the heart, Nibbana, can be understood by the wise, it is for themselves.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma.
It is excellent because it is well expounded, and it can be divided into path and fruit, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I revere the excellent teaching, that which removes darkness. The Dhamma, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings, as the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Dhamma servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and guide. The Dhamma is sorrow's destroyer. It bestows blessings on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha.
Of good conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. Of upright conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. Of wise conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. Of dutiful conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. This order of the Blessed One disciples, namely, the four pairs of persons, the eight types of individuals, is worthy of offerings, is worthy of hospitality, is worthy of gifts, is worthy of reverential salutation, is an incomparable field of merits to the world.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha.
Born of the Dhamma, the Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha, form of eight kinds of noble beings, guided in body and mind, by excellent morality and virtue, I revere that assembly of noble beings, perfected in purity, the Sangha, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Sangha's servant. The Sangha is my Lord and Guide. The Sangha is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. My body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Sangha.
Okay, we will do the closing salutation.
Arahaṃ sammāsambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādini. Svakkhāto bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi.
Okay, here can we sit up? Okay. So we supposed to have 30 minutes of formal sitting meditation, but we already overshot 15 minutes. Okay, maybe we meditate for 15 minutes, 7:30 p.m. Okay, off the light, then we will meditate for 15 minutes. Okay, you all can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Then we will continue. We will continue from where we stop. Okay, 7:30 to 9:15. Q&A and Dhamma discussion and sharing. We are reviewing the Heart Sutta, Dhamma note that I have given out earlier on. Then the closing puja later we do, then rest. Okay, then tomorrow is day seven. Day eight is our closing ceremony, part one, means the initial closing ceremony. And I was told by Sister Alicia, we are on day eight, we are going to have the steamboat, for both lunch and dinner, so we will have to extend our lunch and dinner. But we also need to be ready, because the Pachan Sifu Tangjia already agreed to meet us at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, so don't be late. We have to be here way before he comes, especially those who need to help out, clean up the thing, put the chair, everything, and Sui An will be having the accounts and all those things. and we will brief you on what to do. Normally, we let Pachan Supo come in, then we will pay our respect. Then after that, I will, on your behalf, express our thanks to Pachan Supo and the Temple Committee for once again allowing us to use this beautiful great place, the Sompo Temple, for us to have another beautiful and meaningful 9-day retreat. Then after that, maybe we will commence the offering or donation ceremony. Then that time we will get Brother Suyan Pamasuri Deo to arrange for the offering. Then you all rejoice. And after that, it's your turn to ask Pachan Supo for forgiveness before we leave. So normally, I think Pamasuri, you know how to write the Mandarin on it. In our puja book. Okay, so we recite from there. That one is Mandarin. Is it Mandarin? Yeah, correct. Item 9. Okay, good. So everything is in order. So now we continue with our opening up for Q&A. Anybody wants to report meditation or ask any question regarding meditation to make clear? Pass the mic.
Evening, Radio Mitsu and all Kalyamitas.
Yeah.
I'd like to report just now the experience of lying down.
Sadhu. That one very good.
I think before Sister Manian read on the fire sermon.
Before that,
I was very tired and my eyes cannot open very
well. Good. You better. That is very good. Then after that, listen from the heart.
Yes. Not listen from the heart. I lie down there straight away, go to the heart. Whatever attention, all go to the heart.
Wow, sadhu. By itself.
Wow,
sadhu. Means the body condition you to do that. Like I said, it will know when to ask you to go and meditate. It will make you very sleepy. Then the moment you close your eye, you go in already. Because that body know, the nature know, it will cause this. I remember in the early day of my cultivation, for no reason, I need to go and meditate when I know. So sometimes even halfway driving my car back or what, sometimes I stop at the roadside, I silent. Then when I travel long distance, I go to a rest and service area, then I rest. Then after that, you are like different, fully charged. Then sometimes when I travel, certain places, I can detect that type of special beings, nature's energy or no. Then I know already. Then this one, like, alert you. Then you will go and meditate. You will find somewhere suitable, you stop your car, you rest, then you will meditate. Very good, sadhu.
And then it's like very easy.
Correct. Very easy and very natural. You just go in.
Go to the heart and then. I think after that, I don't know anything.
You don't need to know.
I don't know anything. Then suddenly sound come.
The vibration.
I don't know who sound also.
Never mind. Yeah, the vibration.
What is the sound?
No need to understand.
After that, go back to the heart. When the sound comes, then after, don't know how they go back to the heart. Go to the heart and then, again, don't know anything again.
No need to know. Don't know anything is the best.
Don't know anything again. And then, again the sound comes. I think 2-3 times I also lost count, don't know how many times. So, when the sound comes this time, I can hear the word fire sermon or what?
Correct. We were reading the fire sermon.
The fire, never say Paisama, like what is burning, something is
correct.
Burning.
Correct, Aditan, the Aditama, the Pali word.
Something is burning.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So the again, eye is burning.
Again, no more, nothing.
Never mind.
And then go back to the heart again. And then until, until the suddenly I can understand the outside world.
Correct, correct.
I can understand the outside world. Then I know that I'm already out. Meditation thing that I already But I still lie down there.
Correct.
And then I listen, that's why then only I can compute.
Yeah.
I can understand to know what I cannot remember now.
Don't need to remember. At that moment you understand enough already.
Yeah, then later after lie down, I think 5 minutes or what. Then when Brother Teo
was when I explain
it talked about you must you will know how you know the world.
Correct, correct.
Then this thing strike me.
How I understand. It's all related.
That's how I understand from the meditation.
Correct.
In the meditation, I see myself how I understand the outside world.
Yeah, from inside you come out. Then you develop the external clarity. So this is how you know the world. How you interact with the world. Through the senses. When that mundane mind come out, through that sense door consciousness, you will know the world. And you need the senses to interact with the world. Then you know this one that come out is the mundane mind, dependent originating, condition arising, causal, no reality one, understand? Consciousness only. Then after that, zoom, go back. Understand? Then initially, when it is like, initially what happened to you, when you are so tired, you will go here. Understand? Do you know what that means? She will know how to die. Understand? When you are about to die, you are very tired, but the awareness will come on. She will go there. This is what the awareness-based meditation is. You cannot like Bing Lim say, they all teach last minute. What Pao Fo Jiao, you know? Ling Si Pao Fo Jiao. They hope to have miracle at the last talk. Forget about it. You don't have certainty that when all this cannot happen. But those who detect the gateway one, I tell you, you will know how to do that. Then when you are inside, no need to know. Then later on, especially when you're about to die, you not only tired until you sleep, then that thing go here. Suddenly, that life force, that craving force, all start to dissipate. When it dissipate, you aware one, your awareness there one. Then you like witness that thing. Then after it dissipate finish, how that random or consciousness come out, you also know. Then how you can stay with that one, you want to know and all things. All this you will know. Then, because of that awareness, no fear, nothing. That's why I say you know how to die. Then no delusion, no rebirth consciousness. Then supposed to die, of course, cessation will happen, but it will finish. Otherwise, somehow, the consciousness will come back. Understand? So, nothing to worry about death, nothing die. Understand? Just consciousness separate from the form. Why you fear death? Why you go and believe in rites and rituals, superstition, what people tell you, die already, how, hope for eternal, what, heaven, don't have such thing, understand? The awareness nature is the eternal nature, never die. And that one is always with that form and mind. Only with the form and mind, you can access it. Without the form and mind, you cannot access it. Then when you access it, you know what the thing is. Then the cessation, everything, you can decide. Then if you want to have an adventurous understanding of what that random or consciousness can do, you can go up there. Understand? Make use of the flow. Last time you remember I told you, I cannot go to the sun unless I go with that. Understand? That one can roam the universe. But no physical body. You cannot come back and tell story. Understand? But that one can learn a lot of things. So my nature has this vow and understand. When I am up there, if I can develop understanding, I vow to retain the memory and understanding of what I understand about the universe, that in future when I come, I will have this understanding. I don't know, that time I may be not engineer, that time scientist. Then I can tell them a lot of things. So all these are possible. It depends on your understanding, ability to actually develop the awareness nature. Then this random consciousness may not last very long. Sooner or later it will cease. Then when that one ceases, your nature also will return. Understand? So all these are comprehensible. I want to explain that one first before I forget. Then after that, you see, he sees the manifestation. Then after that, the thing that is not inside there already, it will come out. When it come out, he actually saw, but this is the first time. So not much clarity. But luckily today we share how you know the world, how we know. So that one automatically come back and she like clear, you know, very clear. You know. Like this, what they call here. From here, you manifest, no? Here is how you know the world. Through mental perception. Through the activity of mind, the sankhara. So this 6 consciousness, 7 consciousness, and 8 consciousness inside came out, create the existential world, the external whatever. So this external phenomenal world of consciousness is the one that the Buddha said, mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is cheap. When mind arises, all things arise. So they need the pure awareness to trigger this one out. So that's why when he's inside here, she doesn't know anything. There's no thought, no word, nothing. But never mind, stay here. Then later on, it releases our, the pure awareness, come out to like the normal conscious mind state. Understand? When you go in too deep, you are not conscious one. You are not aware one. You understand not? That you like you say clear but not clear. Understand? Then go in again. Understand? Then later on, one or two sound. Then not clear. Go in again. So this is what Alicia they all also went in. It's like when you come out, it takes a while to become conscious again. No? Like I told you, after 1989 happened to me, I went down. I was throughout that day, even at the bus, my nature there, then the sense data start to flow and come in. No? Then I start to understand how all this creation and process happen. No? Then I know already, my mundane mind is going to come back already. Understand? With the sense data, I can see them, all of them coming. No? Then how it imprint, how it trigger off. They say, all these paticca-samuppada, I saw them inside. Then how the mind starts to function. Then how my brain here suddenly activated, you know, like a dynamo. You know. Then it starts the usual one. But all in slow motion for you to see. Understand? So this is what the awareness-based meditation is all about. So have faith. When you do, you can actually see and develop understanding. That's why this is the direct seeing. Then from what manifest like coaching at the cruise, suddenly the creation go back. Understand now? Then even like Amy, when the thing very clear, suddenly if she tried like close your eye, means shut off your that mundane mind, then look, disappear and you go back here again. Understand now? So all this understanding will unfold. Then after today, you tell him all the funny story about these two, he won't believe you already. He know no reality, image only. The mundane mind create like that come out. Yeah. So what is important is when you stay at the heart, you can listen from the heart. Then later on, when you have enough of it, deep enough, then it will slowly come out. Then you become conscious again. Then when you become conscious again, this is how you come to know who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human being. Then slowly this understanding will unfold. And the best one is when you went through cessation, when you come out of the cessation, you see the creation process again. Understand? How from the source, the pure awareness come out. Then the pure awareness slowly come out until the conscious level. Before that, you already start to know what is going on because your form and mind connected, transform very differently. It can, but initially not so far. Initially, most people when they have a glimpse of this nibbana, then after that they don't know what that thing is, but they know something very important. Then after that, all the dhamma like become very clear. Like nobody need to teach you or not. That's why I told Song, after his experience at Wat Machan, I said, technically you don't need a teacher. You will understand the Dhamma sooner or later. But technically you don't need. So his situation is, after what happened, he read the notes he brought there, you remember? One of the appendix of the Heart Sutta. Wow, all become very clear. Then come back, you're full of joy. You read the Heart Sutta, everything become clear. But later on, this mundane mind, where his habitual tendency and his past, whatever condition, he like to question, why like that, Brother? Why like that? So I every time remind him, that is from the thought, that is from the thought. And, where he analyzed, he reasoned. So to him at that time, we are first time going through all this, then the understanding of, so he thought must commit to memory or no. Then he thought, after that, in the career, I remember, he still got clients that are difficult, he will solve one. And then he can see. Then he say, why like that? Why like that? It's not why like that. You go to the thought, understand? No? This thought will develop the analysis, the reasoning. Forget about this. Then don't try to remember. But when he meet problem, he will know what to do, understand? Like Guang Qing Lao Sang. People ask the monk, Guang Qing, he said, 什么是智慧? You remember? Those who have listened to the tape, they know. He said, 智慧, wisdom, very strange one. Sometimes the cultivator already awakened to it, he also don't know one. Then what happened? But when he encountered problem, he know how to manifest, he know how to solve it, he understand. 那就是智慧. Understand? Well, it's not word anymore. It's the understanding from that nature through the direct seeing that this wisdom already connected. You know why they don't know. It's because not stabilized there. And first time you experience, what the hell is it? Understand now? So you don't know. But for me, it's different. Well, from my past, understand now? I inherited it. Then when I went to the gateway, I went into here, then within 9 months, my Monday, my color. So a lot of things, my nature understand well from the past. But for them, recently, not so far. Even to express the Dhamma, you need the stability, you need constant contemplation, reflection, inquiry, go into life. Then continue diligently to just relax, maintain area, and go in. And let it sink in. Then let it stabilize. So this one is still another long way, where the Pusa now is very long. But this line, because of sasana, because of my sharing and my teaching, you know what to do. Then you progress. Then whatever you progress, is your inheritance. Go to the spiritual nature. So this one, whatever you understand now, later on you can inherit and receive it very fast. Then because you have gone through and you do the bodhisattva vow, in future you come, even non-sasana, you meet those great beings who can share and teach you. The moment you hear, you listen, you connect. The moment you hear, you listen, you connect. So all these important pointer, once you go in, become very stable. Like just now, we just heard on it. How you know the world, how you know. That understanding is connected to that experience that she went through, you know, from that nature. Then straight away, she understands. Well, that pointer, if you are not there, you didn't realize this, you didn't see the manifest, you cannot know what I say. You may have a, some form of knowledge that this is possible. Yes, like using your thought and your memory, or some form of your Dhamma understanding, you know, yeah, this is correct. But you haven't really develop the direct seeing to awaken. Understand? That thing from here to here, you didn't see. So from here alone, very difficult. Like the sainthood way one. Most of the time, they are just aware together with this, understand? Because they don't reach the gateway. Their awareness nature is not very strong one, not stable one. They didn't touch that nature. So at here, what happened is, they will also develop the understanding because the mindfulness is there, understand? But they need teacher. So who is the teacher? The Buddha. The essential Dhamma are all there, understand? Everything points towards that one. Then that time when the Buddha explained, they have their past, understand? That's why they listen, they understand. They listen, they understand. But after the first line disciple gone, how? The one that can learn one, maybe the best one, can only receive 70% of what the disciple receive, understand? Then after that, the next one, less and less, understand? Because at that time, no writing, no all this advancement of recording, video, all those things. So because of that, the Dhamma has become what it is today. Even when Mahayana went over to China, it actually cannot come out. You have to wait till the sixth patriarch. That's why Bodhidharma received the instruction from his teacher to go to China. Then, according to Bodhidharma, he informed Hui Ke, the second patriarch. You remember what he told him? You have to endure until the sixth patriarch come. They know already. When the sixth patriarch come, Mahayana will flourish. Well, only he can teach, understand? He has the ability, he can teach the three hallmarks. That's why Mahayana become different. Then it take off. So all this is what cultivation is all about. So have faith, develop the understanding. Okay? Let us rejoice. Huh? So this to hear later on after he go back and contemplate a while, it will become very clear. Then it will stabilize. Then next time he no need to remember one. Off the cuff he can tell you one. He can explain to you. Maybe he can explain to Brother Jim after that. But Brother Jim, they are both you. Very likely. Unless he got his part. But don't worry. Let things be. When got condition, only talk. No condition, sometimes you want to help, cannot understand. There must be causes and conditions for things to arise. Okay? Very good, Sadhu. Anything else? Wow, Sadhu. Also happened your Dana Raja. That's very sincere. No lah, she got parami. Actually, you ask her and see. The first time she come for the retreat, when I go to Subang to give talk, the first talk also, they were the pioneer. She and Mi Fong started the Thursday class. Then they rope in Sui An. Then Sui An WhatsApp got 6th floor in the first class, I remember. But not 5 as a thing. 6. 6 potential ascetic maybe. I forgot the other 3, right? I don't know who was. So all this is because after that her faith very strong. Last time Mi Fong tried to warn me. He said, Gradio, you could be vipassana now. Rising, falling. Be careful. That's why he every time I pour into, when I say I would have tea, where he's scared unnecessary conflict and all of that. Surprisingly, never have any doubt, never ask me any question on that. The only thing is, the first retreat, he came out, you ask her what happened. Because when I talk about Mahayana, he cannot understand. That time she cannot understand. Then she got this Theravada type of blockage. Understand? He come and ask me after the first session, but dude, how come this line like that? I cannot understand or accept Mahayana. Then after that, I reflected on that. Then I went in and checked. Then I realized, coming obstruction. So I teach her how to do. I add in the word, misled. Because of her case, I add in the word including misled. Last time is whomsoever from the distant past, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that I have caused any karmic negativity, suffering, or whatever all those negative one. But I left out misled. No, but this one, wrong view. It's like some of the Theravada. You believe Mahayana? Jiwei also asked me. Did the Buddha teach? That is the first thought come out. Or no? Instead of listening to the teaching, whether it is something that can accord with whatever I invest, straight away the question come out. Then quote the monk told him and all those things. Then he heard from this one, what sutta? So I told Jiwei, I said, I tried to explain, but the time cannot, no condition. Then luckily that they are here. Somebody song asked me. Then he was listening. Then I made use of that condition to explain the song. Then I explained why the Theravada teaching nowhere compared to Maya. Then only he started to understand. Then after listening to all the sharing, he become different. So all this very likely is coming outside. Like in the Bodhisattva vow yesterday when we did. Inside there, I mentioned, well, that time, three of them I think got down. Got one, I also forgot who already, don't worry. The wife want to take long. He doesn't want to take, he forced the wife not to take long. You know that time of coming obstruction, I tell you, Jin Kao Lan. So all this happened. That's why I said two or three is because the wife want to take, he stopped the wife from taking. And the wife came and asked me with the doubt, how is the deal, brother deal with it? I said, you don't worry. Well, these are not our Kanyamita in PJ. They came and joined, I think, from Penang or what, I forgot it. And I don't really know them. So when they don't have the affinity and the condition, cannot. Something will happen on their coming obstruction. So that's why after I asked her, advised her to do it, you know what she did, no? She stayed out until midnight. I saw her later on. I came out alone, doing it. After that, clear. Then after that, I think Mimi also have her. Mimi told her, the good friend down there, all top one. Then everybody, including Suyan, all go and pay respect, create affinity. Then he also somehow the condition come. I think that coming obstruction already not that serious. Then already. More or less, slowly clear. But then after that, the understanding began to, then he attend all the hard stuff, no problem, understand? So this is what coming obstruction is, when you don't understand, have an open mind, understand? Don't try to be right. Don't try to like defend your belief, your religion. Forget about it. Unless you're very sure, identify. If you are not that sure, you based on what people tell you, please have an open mind. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. Okay, so anybody else? Don't have when we start now, otherwise we won't move again. Okay, Manya.
Page 184.
This one Manya can check. Kan san si san. Kan san bu si san. Kan san yu si san. You know Mandarin a bit, right?
Yeah.
Can. Okay, you read.
Okay.
We have PG got problem. PG don't know Mandarin.
So start from the beginning, just say that.
Yeah.
Just say, Brother Teo shared with us his understanding of the Dharma, which we have come to appreciate a lot. Because the Dharma, which is a very difficult and profound topic, can be made so simple and taught to us with such clarity that we can so easily relate to in our daily life. As always pointed out by Brother Teo.
True or not?
Yes.
Louder lah.
Yes.
Okay, continue.
According to Brother Teo, life itself is the meditation, and life itself is where the Dharma is, and life itself is our greatest teacher. Truth is everywhere, in the midst of life and nature. So why can't you see? For those who see, they will always see.
So you must understand, existential world is what? Where existence or life exists, understand? This is where the Dhamma is, understand? It is the conditional world, conditioned Dhamma. Of course, the unconditioned, you must realize it and return, understand? And realize cessation. So life itself, this is where the Dhamma is, the universal characteristic. Everything here. That's why truth is everywhere in the midst of life and existence. Why can't you see? The one who see, you stay here, you always see. Not the Hokkien see. See means die. You always die. Cannot. So all these are what that message is. Okay? Continue.
Wisdom cannot be learned or taught because it is not a rigid knowledge. Wisdom needs to be awakened to or realized because it is an overall understanding. Dharma is about realization, and it can only be understood by the wise, each for themselves. No one else can understand it for us. At different levels, wisdom is realized differently. If you can understand the deep meaning behind this Surangama saying, perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom.
So by now you should understand this sentence. Yeah.
Yes.
Who perceives form? The mundane mind, the thought, understand not? So when you perceive form, perception of form is what? This is the phenomenal world of consciousness. This word I must underline. So perception of form is consciousness, understand not? Where the mundane mind through its aggregate of sanya perceive and input the content and the consciousness manifests into the phenomenal world. Whereas its non-perception is what? Wisdom, the direct see. This one, no word, nothing, understand not? He where got sanya? Five aggregate also don't have. Beyond top, beyond mind. It's beyond this fellow, understand not? So this fellow, when he perceived, what did he perceive? Perception of form is consciousness. Whereas it's non-perception, this fellow don't perceive, means what? He developed the wisdom through the direct seeing. Direct seeing means what? He sees things as they are. Understand not? It's not through consciousness, no. Like the cinema theater, you see all those things, no. Dependent originating, no. This one, no dependent originating, no. See things as they are, no. Understand, no? That's why the Surangama Sutta so powerful. I remember, I never read this before, until somebody passed me the book and asked me to teach. Because Xianhua, you remember my brother went there, I only got the first copy of the English translation. No? That was in 1986. Then, later on, somebody sent me the Surangama Sutta, the Charles Look one. You remember the Charles Look one we used for sharing one? So that one, somebody printed it, you know. So Charles Look also Xu Yin Laozang's first line disciple. Because he is quite good. He's a lay person. Upasika, I think they call him. Charles Look. Upasaka. In his book, he very good. He can understand, but he don't have the complete realization, but very good really. Well, he translated it to English, quite precise. I was so surprised, because somebody like that, that's why instead of Swanhuan, so many chapters, like Lotus Sutta, how many chapters? You share until cow come home. That one book only, and somebody gave it to me. That's why when I read that one, I understand. That's why I share. Then I saw this one, perception of form and conscious, where it's non-perception. Straight away, my nature rejoined. I say, who can write like that? Unless they have the direct see. That's why I say, all this Maya Sutta, the book, is for enlightened being. Non-enlightened being cannot understand. Understand? That's why you need great beings, master, teachers, to teach you, to share with you. Otherwise, you cannot understand. So now clear, perception of form is? Whereas it's non-perception? From here, direct seeing, see things as they are, no word, nothing, Where got form? Understand? Where got consciousness? Kan san, 53秒, understand or not? Because the direct see, where got word? Think it's just the way, like the baby see, understand or not? But after you transform, everything stabilizes, eh? When you understand the condition, the ma and the unconditioned, what happens? You become normal again, eh? That can't sound? Yes, son, because people are different. When the deluded one come, oh, son, ah, oh, yeah, son. The enlightened one, can't son, but son, yeah, but son. You echo and flow, understand not? Both also right, right? Right according to them, understand not? Because you already reached the stabilized stage, the understanding that is so complete to you, whether mountain or no mountain, no different. Because finally, you're like ordinary, normal living being. That's why I say, initially when my mundane mind collapsed, I find it difficult to go back to normal life. Understand? Not to say I got suffering. No, because this type of mind, how to talk to people, understand? How can people understand? But luckily I have the Dhamma at that time. So later on, I realized when all this thing over, after my mundane mind collapsed, then another few more years, I realized I learned how to use the supramundane mind, and I become normal again. I become normal again. Then after that, I remember, I tell my wife, I said, maybe this is meant to be. Then Maitreya came, 2008. That time was around Ingbi, they all found me. After Maitreya came, request, then they all came. I went SABA and teach. Because meant to be, the condition like that. So this is how affinity, nature's condition, and all the understanding of cultivation you have, you will have the ability to connect, understand not? And how to build affinity? No need to pay money, one, understand not? Chant, pay respect, understand not?
Yes.
And all the great beings are all over, like Jin Hao Len, rejoicing, free, right? Everywhere also you can rejoice and develop the meritorious action and the joy inside and open up your heart. You someone don't know how to pick it out. Kui ke lo bun si, you understand? When you walk that path, the whole path is full of wealth. Like Amy said, Sila is the source of spiritual wealth. Because you keep your Sila, you follow the advice of the Buddha, then you develop the wholesomeness, the virtue. Then after that, you use this to invoke power of marriage for causing and going to avoid the foolish, the heedless, meet up with the wise. So all this will manifest. Then you become enlightened. You realize. Then you got good condition. You meet the being that can teach you the Bodhisattva way. That's how that thing is paid. That's why, do you know, they say, Pure Land is paid with what? Those who've been there before, you go and read the Pure Land Sutra. Paid with what? Not only gold. Gem, diamond, everything. But it is a literal meaning, understand what? It's just like I tell you, your path of cultivation, spiritual treasure is everywhere. You don't know how to pick it up only. You mong cha cha, thinking that every time must cross legs, sit and do vipassana, then only you can realize. But all the important one, like the Buddha teach on devotional practice, chant the salutation, understand not? Then pay respect to Triple Gem. Then take refuge. Keep your precept. Then understand the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, and build up the faith, the spiritual focus. This is what you're supposed to do. Then the essential Dhamma. The stress is heedfulness. Everything is so clear. And like people cannot understand. No? I also don't know why. Like what I share with you is that behold the key to our own life destiny. To be happy or to be miserable is our choice. So choose to be happy lah. That's all. So easy. Choose Dhammapada verse 2, avoid Dhammapada verse 1. That's all. But then why is the world full of suffering people? You mean they don't know how to choose? They don't know this teaching. That's all.
And their coming obstruction is so heavy, like Xuan Hua said. So now, wow, how come suddenly heavy? Okay, yeah, you rejoice. Okay, continue.
Then you would have some form of wisdom born of understanding, the mind Dharma. For everything is condition arising and mind make are they, so not so real. It is only the mundane mind creating the phenomenal world through its own...
By now you understand it, eh? Mundane mind creating the? Through what?
Mental perception.
Consciousness, understand? Huh? You perceive, you have a mundane mind, you become conscious through your senses, understand? Huh? That's how you know the world, how you interact with the world. Now you like very clear, like the nail, pop on the head, wow, really effective, that nail went in, understand? So you know, a lot of people are supposed to knock, right? The nail cannot go in, why? The skull very thick, very stubborn, the view, so hit the head also, double muscle. So how? You understand? Jibe? Can you understand? So not everybody you knock, the nail can go in or not. Cannot. So a lot of people, they have the coming thing, they very rigid, very stubborn. That's why accord and flow. No condition, let things be. Don't be too eager after the day. I go back and I tell my children, I must tell my grandchildren, I must tell my friend, my wife, my spouse. Hey, forget about it, please. Not everybody can be like you to have the condition and can come and willing to sit 8 or 9 days sitting here, not doing anything but listening. And you are not tired, understand? Not sleepy. Of course, sometimes you're tired and sleepy, but most of the time, you're able to maintain attentiveness. And that is what is important. Then you rejoice. All the 10 meritorious actions that and the parami that you receive by attending such retreat, I tell you, you can never understand until later when you are on the path. Then you know, oh, really, like Moditi Fatano. Like, you never expect, like that lady at the staircase, I don't know her, she's full of joy waiting for me and just pay respect to her. Then, I knew already, there is condition, otherwise cannot be there. Why all of you, he never wait for you to come down and do that to you? And you mean I got robe? I don't have robe. Then I look older than most of you. Then why she can come there? That's why I feel curious. But I knew, meant to be. So a lot of things, yes.
Amitabha, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all Paramitas. Kanan, Brother Teo, for beautiful sharing as usual. So much joy listening to Brother Teo. Brother Teo, I want to emphasize one point that Brother Teo mentioned, about Brother Teo teaching is a treasure, gems everywhere, I like to say this because this is my own experience since 2020 that Brother Teo taught me and I attend almost every, except when I'm not available, like I'm traveling, so I am not able to attend Brother Teo's Zoom classes. The Zoom classes that Brother Teo taught us is extremely beneficial to me. Okay, personally, this is my personal experience.
Especially the Thursday class and the Tuesday class.
Yes. But Saturday class also very good, Brother Teo.
Sunday class also very good.
All the transcript book.
Correct.
Yes. Okay, what I want to share first thing is the infinite, what is the title?
Sutra on infinite meaning.
Yes.
So innumerable or infinite meaning.
That teaching.
Very good. Yeah.
Yes, very, very good. So, the sharing the Brother Teo mentioned in the book, right? So, this book is actually not an easy book for normal human being like us, But after Brother Teo taught us, right? I mean, in my meditation, all the things appear. All the things appear in my meditation.
She able to put it to test and really realize it and match everything match.
Everything match. So it's full.
That's why because of that, the sister also. You know, your sister told me, Hana, if not because of my sister, I cannot believe. Because he know you very sincere one, and he see you change and do like that. No, that's why she say, because of you, she actually have the faith now.
Sadhu.
She very close to you.
So, brother, so it's unbelievable, it's unshakable.
Yeah.
But when you see in your meditation, plus you see in your daily mindfulness, your daily life.
Correct.
Wow, I say, where can you find?
Because this is the direct seeing, Direct seeing means what? You awaken to it, It's not the thought tell you, You heard before then, you think you know. Not like that one. Yes. This one is in the awareness, within the pure awareness nature, when it's stabilized already, then the direct seeing saw and awakened. And the realization there and then, then the experience she went through, how can anybody know about that type of teaching?
Yes.
You go and check the internet, the whole internet, got such teaching. The four circle, the gateway, and all the sharing that I give you. You think Dhamma can be expressed in words so easily? You understand? Even the Theravada teaching, they have tough time comprehending and go through all the commentaries. Still, you hardly find any real Dhamma in most of the Dhamma book. A lot of words. But you, once you have this understanding, like they all, they go and read, all the Dhamma words, they contradict themselves, most of them. And there is no real understanding. You know, when you have real understanding, you won't write like that. They write in a way they connect. Best they follow what they have read and popularly accepted one. Then it becomes the way it is. That's why this type of sharing, as time passes by, less and less people can become enlightened or develop that. Because it's so different from the authentic original teaching. Understand? Due to what? Interpretation. Understand? Everyone don't understand, they get somebody to put in a commentary. You know how much commentary you know all over. Then the person who give the commentary depend on his understanding. Sometimes commentary differ. So this is what is happening. So you depend on commentary means what? So actually, if you want to learn Dhamma, don't rely on anything. Rely on yourself. Investigate yourself. Follow clearly what the Buddha said. Develop sati, mindfulness, stabilize it, then become heedful. And then all the teaching can be understood. You no need to check with your teacher, your guide, or whatever. No need. That's why after that, they understand. Some they all they understand, like Alicia, they are. Why they can understand what I share and what I did? It's because it comes from that pure awareness nature. Without this, you cannot understand. With this, because all this Dhamma, when you are with the pure awareness through the direct seeing, all this wisdom, the Dhamma that you have developed, they come from the pure awareness. So you don't have this one, you have this one, you every time go this direction, understand? The senses, mundane consciousness. That's why form Dhamma. Then they call it, you cannot even break form, cannot see beyond form. Yeah, you cannot see the unreality of form. Yeah, you are using the instrument of thought, which is limited. Understand now? Cannot see beyond thought, beyond form. So you from here, pure awareness, you create thought straight away, understand now? Like the spacious awareness. What happened? You focus. You sanya, perceive, shrink to there. Then input content, become a thought. You are not really here anymore. This fellow, where got shrink one? His awareness is the awareness. The phenomena and the awareness move as one. That's why it's direct seeing. Every time, present moment. This one, through memory, through sankara, through thinking, through emotion, through wrong view. This one, that's why my guy, one of them, you stay at the forehead, this is hell. Hell. Why? Because I explained already, but he don't know how to explain it that way. He knows it's hell, you know, that one causing him problem. So that's why every time he go to the heart there, he located the gateway, that's why he can show me the gateway. And he lived from there, but he also has his own problem, his own lack of unhappiness. He is not a Buddhist. Understand? The father is a Christian, expert in Raja Yoga. Then when he was born, he also, I think, follow others. So their background is Christian. He doesn't know Dhamma. Because he doesn't know Dhamma, he thinks this one, like the Hindu, you know what is the Atman or not? Supreme Self. Understand? Like the universal self, yeah, the ultimate self. So they think this one is them, no? That's why all the formless rhyme on Alara Udaka, or they think that Maya that live very long on is what they are. So they all energy field or count, understand? You within the field of thought, you go there. But my last teacher is pure occult. He knows this pure energy, but he doesn't have the understanding to let it cease. He still believes this is him. Like Alara and Udaka believe that is the highest already. And they make vow when they want to pass away or what, they know they will take birth there already. That's why Sakyamuni, when he becomes enlightened, these two must die. Understand? Or these two must die before Sakyamuni becomes Samasambuddha. That's why it took him 7 years. And Sujata is the other criteria. Sujata aspire and vow to offer the milk right before a Samasambuddha arises. So you have to wait for all those timing. And he need that 6 years because he also need to go through that 6 year of what they call austere practice to let him have the understanding that this is not the way. That's why finally he realized he know middle path means what? Avoid the two extremes. What are the two extremes? Sensual indulgence and self mortification. The austere practice is self mortification. Then the indulgence means how to keep reset, indulge everywhere. Understand? So he knew avoid the two extremes. But the meaning is deeper. These two extremes is the first meaning. The second meaning is when you cultivate, you transcend duality. That is the real middle path. Understand? Transcending duality is the real middle path. Understand? Avoid, like Shen Xiu. He also avoid what? Polish until it shines so that
no dust
shall arise. So what? He avoid? He avoid the dust. Understand? But who created the dust? The mundane mind, that's why he is at the gateway of enlightenment. Don't know how to go in. Because he cling onto the duality created by his own mind. So the Buddha say what? Imas means sati, idang hoti. Imas means asati, idang ahoti. Means what? Duality is like that. When this arise,
that arise.
When you have right, whatever that is not right, is what? Wrong. Understand? So, imas means sati, idang hoti. Imas means asati, you don't create this. Where got right and wrong? You understand or not?
Yes.
That's how the Buddha teach the disciple. But how many people understand now? So, actually the teaching is so simple. Understand or not? Imas means sati. Of course, Pali lah. But English, if this arise, means you create good, whatever that is not good, the duality manifests as bad. Understand? No? Wholesome, unwholesome. That's why Shen Xiu trapped there. La. Understand? No? So he said, the mundane mind is like a mirror bright on a stand. Polish until it shines, you know, so that no dust can alight. You know. Means what is he doing? Ever mindful, you know, and don't want to let the defilement come out. Means you suppressing and controlling, understand? Or? The wisdom, no need to do this, the wisdom transcend reality. You don't create, there is no defilement. Defilement come from what? Where you attach and cling to the concept of wholesomeness. Good state of meditation, understand? Or? So all this is what the teaching is all about. You haven't finished, huh? You continue. Yeah.
What I want to say is, Brother Teo's teaching is the true Buddha Dharma is very, very potent, you know. So when you listen attentively and you follow the instruction that is given to hear, but from him, you will transform. Definitely will transform.
Yeah.
So you must have strong faith and confidence to walk the path, the right path, the correct path.
Mm.
And you will reach that.
This one is free will, huh? Don't force yourself, huh? So you have picked up the understand or by just developing humility, gratitude, respect, rejoicing, all these are wholesome, meritorious action, give you faith some more, and no need money. So I don't know, when people don't have the understanding, you really look back, I don't blame Master Shen Hua, he used the word not delusion. You know what he used? Stupidity. So you ask back, stupid. Really stupid, isn't it? Jam everywhere, don't know how to pick. Still want to go and cunningly want to steal, misappropriate, like one MDB like that. End up what? Lock up. Understand? This one, no need money, don't have to go to jail one. Understand? And shiny everywhere. You want to go and buy the diamond, all those things, pay so much money, then shiny when you keep it at home, you wear out, you scared people chop your finger. Understand? So develop understanding. The real gem is what?
Triple gem!
Double understanding. You go and buy that type of gem, pay through your nose, and dare not wear. Understand? Or you wear, you invite trouble. Understand? So wear also not right. Don't wear also not right. So what you prefer? Like me, don't wear. But very dangerous. Don't wear can be other meaning. When you are completely naked, you also don't wear. So don't go and quote me as a brother Teo say, don't wear. Then they all don't wear. You mean naked. So all these are interpretation. Okay, anything else? Okay, good. Sorry. Okay, Alicia.
Good evening, Brother Mr. Steele and all Kalamita. Because there's some new people here, I would like to share a bit on how I cultivate.
Actually,
Mandarin,
no problem.
Brother talking about gratitude.
Yeah.
刚才你有讲到 gratitude，
感恩 ，yes，
因为刚才我坐在那边的时候 ，suddenly 我有一个感应，就是说，除了我们要感恩佛菩萨、感恩三宝，我们更加要感恩的是师父们建立这个道场，
对，
给我们
original founder，
对，来这里修行，这个因缘非常的殊胜，
对，
而且我很多的感恩，因为。因为真的这个得来真的不易。
Yeah, very true. Actually, Su Yi also can contemplate like that one, is it? It's a miracle to have such condition. Everything must fall into place that only this thing can happen. That one she also had. So for you, because you have this gratitude, you know why she can do that? Because last time, before she came to my class, 16 years in depression. Never have a day of right thought or no. All wrong thought or no. I think longer than what Sui write there. That's why 16 years of depression. Then suddenly somebody, good friend, I think the very close friend, Vincent and Anna, came and asked me at the Chembaka launch meditation when I was teaching there. He said, Brother, you help so many people. I got one friend, a very chronic one. You can help. I said, who? He said, close friend. I said, okay, you ask her. Is she willing to come? Can. No problem, come. Then I can explain. After 2 months, no news. Then suddenly 2 months later, Vincent called me. He said, she's coming. So that night he came. When she entered my house, my nature can feel full of suffering, you know, until the head also did not live up to see me. You know. Cannot smile on sadness, sorrow, like mentality. Everything is really right one. More than that, the one. Then you know what happened? Come to the house, so sit quietly, head down. Then when I start sharing, because my nature know, it's time for her to understand. If got condition, she will receive. So I share the 4 noble truths, no? But I share only the 1st and 2nd noble truths, no? The very, very potent one. When she hear that, the 1st noble truth, then she realize, this is what is happening to him, her, no? The 1st noble truth reality, no? Cannot get what she wants, she become miserable, Then the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the attachment, the relationship, everything, almost out of the 7, almost full, the whole list. That's all. Because disease, sickness also got, aging also got. Understand? Because the mind, because the depression. So when I started to explain that, then I said, these are all wrong thoughts that condition your fear, your misery, your sorrow, your lamentation. So why think the wrong thought? You should reverse it to develop the right thought, like what the Buddha teach, avoid all evil, do good. Then she suddenly realized how she get into that condition. Then, towards the end, before I finish, suddenly I saw there is a radiant, like smile inside there. Like suddenly there is a light at the end. Then I know, ultimately. After that, I ask Sui An, chase Sui An for the recording. Day in and day out. Sui An, out already. Ready. Until Sui An, I go to the Thursday class, 10:30 finish, before 11:30 or 12 o'clock, she'll come out. He very scared of Alicia calling her. Then you know what she did? She go see Chiang Trip. The whole trip, take train all the time, listen to the Dhamma. That's why the Avijja Sutta, when you have Dhamma friend, you listen to the Dhamma. Until she got so much joy, then she start to reverse. She starts to like develop wholesome thought, like gratitude. That's why now her gratitude is, and now she has become so different. I remember the first retreat come, he barely can sit through. Then when Achalo conduct the other retreat, after 1 day, the gastric, everything, he want to go back already. So that time cannot. Now, he voluntarily take the duty of the kitchen, organize everything and let you all have the time. That's why you all must thank her. Before she came, she already told me, but I'll do the service, I spend more time in the, and help Pamasuri to do all this. That is how the gratitude would bring forth the understanding, and she will just do voluntarily and so. Not like several people, hey, I missed the talk, no, I didn't hear, no, I pay for it already, no. I come all the way, no. Why you ask me to do duty? Means you lack understanding. Service is one of the meritorious actions. Then when she provide conducive condition, you all benefit, you think no merits. What thought, I tell you. Because of virtue, wholesomeness. So this is what it is. Then she realized, the more right thought she has, the more wholesomeness she has, she recovered, no? Until later on, the psychiatrist method also knew that. Then the whole thing, full of joy, until the husband don't believe. The ulcer all gone. Then the Filipino friend is the best, Christian one. She got condition, gratitude, asked me, but do you want to go Filipino? I think that, wow, that trip was really good. Then Macau together, that trip also very good. Then later on, take me to Japan. Hokkaido. Because of that, she developed so much. Then the Filipino last time come and visit the family. She got gastric depression until cannot join them on. So Freddy and the Filipino Teddy go up. Then later on, the way she recover, he got a shock. Then he asked Freddy, How Alicia recover? Oh, is it we got a teacher, yeah? Brother Teo. Hey, purposely Philippine, I joined them, come here that time. He want to meet up with me. Then he Christian, a very good Christian. He talked to me about religion, Christianity. That's why such thing happened. Then the Macau friend, Alicia's close friend, also got depression. The husband also go there, advise them. So the relationship improved. But after that, I don't know what happened. But at least much better. So this is what Dhamma is all about. So you let her continue.
Radio, 真的很感恩，因为当下的我是 full of delusion，
对，
因为根本不明白这个世界不是绕着你转的，
对，
你所要的东西，
对，
也不可能如你所愿，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
所以我们感恩，感恩除了感恩三宝，感恩所有。我们所谓的助缘就是帮我们修行的路上在帮助我们成长的我们都要感恩
yeah, yeah.
还有有些不大如意的事我们更加要拿来做 contemplation 因为这样我们才从中学习到
对对对
所以我希望大家就是我所经历的这一切让我除了我的 depression 好了之后我身体也好了
yeah, yeah, 健康很多
健康也好了
yeah, yeah.
就是你整个人 transform
对对
连我自己也不能够比例
yeah, yeah.
但是这个是真的是事实、
yeah.
真的是能够这个所谓的佛法让你整个人变得不一样
对
除了你这个所谓的spiritual journey bring you to 一个怎样讲啊所谓本来就讲的咯很多的 wealth 就是你内心深处很富有
对对对
因为你全部东西都不重
要对对对
你内心很平静、
对但你付出啊你就very spiritually very wealthy 很富有啊 you use the word
很富有因为你
you know why 付出 or not sacrifice understand the gratitude the contentment the joy the sacrifice the understanding that's why the more you give the more you receive understand virtue is the real cultivation understand when you have the Dhamma your wisdom transform your virtue intopure true virtue without tinted one that's not because without the evil roots you awaken that's not. So no Dhamma no awakening no real virtue now you see all connected and this one she realized herself now I never teach this maybe what after hearing the sharing next time I can teach I only teach you virtue but fuchu is another virtue that's not.Able to like contribute, sacrifice, and like contribute, 付出，很好，沙丘，This one must louder, 沙丘，沙丘，沙丘。There are a lot of 付出哦，那是and she do quietly behind the back. If I don't tell you, you also don't know.
Can translate. I think Sister PG.
Sister PG,
Usually need to translate.
Need to translate, later. PG know a bit, I think, can understand. That's zero, I love her. Fuchu, you don't know. Sacrifice, contribute, understand. Because there is gratitude, 感恩, and the Dhamma has made so much transformation to her. Not only she digs,recover from depression. Her health also improved. Her understanding also improved. Her relationship with all the loved ones also improved. Then Freddie's business also flourished. Then they all got so much faith. Every time I come and ask Brother Teo free or not, we go to dinner, we go lunch. Then all the fruit, the plantation, they harvest, they sure send to my house. Then a lot of joy. Then Freddie also very supportive becauseThe wife like that also can turn around, just like that. It's like, sub don't come. Then go to the office and help, save a lot of money. Form 5 only, no, you think university graduate. So all these are because of Dhamma become so deep. Then the family friend also is surprised. Depression, I cannot talk and all those problems, mind state, suddenly recover until I can organize trip through the internet, booking everything, aeroplane. One fellow arranged for the whole family member. Then I went to Hokkaido, Freddy, the brother, the sister, all the relatives, all together. You ask my wife? 2 MPV, I think, wildfire. That trip was so beautiful. Then, do you know the brother, the sister, they also curious, want to know who that 老师 is, brother Teo. And when they invite me over to House Dana, the brother all walk in and look at me and talk to me. Oh, this is Zhang Xianshen. Oh, you brother Teo. See? Understand? If you tell people, who will believe you? This type of thing. I'm just a lay person. Then the best one, when the son get married, he asked me and my wife, like represent the parent, talk to the future in-law. And it so happened the world is so small when I was working. There was a law firm, quite big one. I know the Tan and Tan group. I tell you Tan and Tan. Where I do their big project, the Selmas and all. So because of that, this surveyor also close to Tan and Tan and get job from them. I think related. After we talk, like buddy, the wife, so happy. They keep on talking to me. Then the whole thing, very beautiful. Understand? So actually, can never happen on this sort of thing. Understand? So these are the conditions that arise, that's why I share. Understand? You don't think this is fairy tale. More fantastic than fairy tale also cannot create like that. I used to say one. I let you plan your life. Okay? Let's say I got that power. I let you plan your life. You can plan your life until very perfect. I tell myself this life I come. If not because of my vow and my nature, you ask me to plan my life. I cannot plan until like that. Understand? Everything just happened or not. I used to tell them what? I didn't do anything. I just echoed and flow. And everything just unfold. That's why you leave it to nature. Understand? Your pure wish. Just aditan, nature take care. Understand? Things will unfold. Your vow, your affinity will come. No affinity won't come. Then your duty is to share. People understand. Not important. Understand? That's why the hallmark of training, no mark of self, no mark of other, no mark of Dharma, no mark of living being. This is what the understanding is. No reality. Form am I? Existence is what? Time related. 3 periods of time. Past already gone, future yet to come. The moment is the only reality. But how stable is it? Moment to moment, split second gone. And you believe that there is such thing as permanency in life, in existence, wake up, understand or not? When you see with your awareness, then you realize, like I share in the book, your feeling come and go, appear, disappear. Consciousness come and go, appear, disappear. Everything inside you, vibrating, is showing you the impermanent. All your cells, they grow, they die, they age, they what? Understand? And everything is in a state of flux, moving. Your breath also, birth and death, in-breath, out-breath, in-breath, walking also, birth and death of your footstep. Understand? That everything you mindful of is all in a state of flux, understand? Coming and going. Not only your consciousness, your feeling, your content, your thinking, your all this movement. That's why I saw the characteristics of impermanence everywhere. Understand? I relax on it, then I look at the world, everything is like that. Universal characteristic. Because through the senses, with the direct seeing, with the understanding, truth is everywhere. Why can't you see? Okay? Okay, I think worthwhile to spend time on this type of sharing.
Matthew, one more this gratitude, right? Gratitude always remind me to say this gratitude. I also like to express my gratitude towards my sister for introducing Brother Teo to me. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's how we meet Brother Teo. Thank you very much.
And if she know how to make use of that wholesomeness, by the power of that, I tell you, she fatal. Then, silent. May arise the causes and condition for her to develop clarity and understanding of this teaching. Provided, ask for forgiveness, break your karmic obstruction. Where your past karmic obstruction, the conditioning, the belief system, prevent you from receiving. Because you came so much earlier than your sister, and you have been in this Buddhist Dharma practice for so long. Because of your care and love, understand? But you didn't know she got her past, understand?
Every time go other different teacher, she share with me her sitting. I say each teacher teach her so different. Go to different all the different temples are there. I ask her come here. But actually, it's her condition that if she doesn't come also, she won't be watching.
Like I said, the first two retreats she comes, she cannot understand.
The first retreat that she came, she was breathing, doing long breathing. I said, why do you breathe so long? She said, doing long breathing can better sitting, she told me. I said, it should be natural. Right after listening to your talk, then she become natural.
Then she changed. She developed awareness after that. She don't go and do other things. But of course, anapanasati was from her past.
She already has the masa in the chanting already. Then she went to Kong Minsan and bow. She said she can float. Because of that, she wants to do meditation.
But can you remember what the Lord said? That's more important. Just listen attentively. Then do. That's why we got the faith. The 8 months, that's what she do. Then nothing to lose. Then what she did, she said, she contemplated on death, maran anusati. Not much time left. That's why the urgency. She want to go and attend retreat. This time want to be very serious. Then MCO cannot come. Then blessing in this guy. The 8 months, Sui come back. If Sui don't come back also, such condition cannot happen. Jin Hao, Sui An, they all help to create the Zoom. So all these are the causes because of her past. She's supposed to receive this. Somehow things will happen. Understand? I let you plan, you can plan. Plan for my daughter to come back, retire, help Zoom. You think can automatic. She got the, her life, you think she got time for all this. But condition is such she reached 40 years old, she got gratitude. He said, my parents already not young anymore. I want to spend more time with them. Because she went to Singapore more than 10 years. But every month come back on the sun, at least. But still, she know time to come back and be with the parents. And because of her past and her condition, it's like everything fall in the world. And then she start to follow me spiritual trip, take leave. Purposely come for retreat, you think easy to take leave at that time in the private sector. 9 days, But she accumulate all the leave, then zoop, the retreat. Then spiritual retreat also. Then after he traveled with me spiritually, he realized what I learned on is different, what I teach her. Then he saw the Kaya Metta already. Then she come in and be part of us. Like last time, my wife worried. No need to do anything. The two go to kindergarten, go Sunday school. After Sunday 6, disappear. No more Dhamma. I say forget about it. They have their life, their nature. They can be our children. Things will happen when the time come. Then now she very happy. So we retire early every day with us. Most of the time, except when he go down JB and go Singapore. But that is life, understand? So we also felt joy because of the past, her inheritance, You reap what you sow. If she has not been parent before that treat the children like that with understanding, she cannot be our children, is that not? That's why you reap what you sow. If you every day also abuse your children, then neglect your duty, when you come next life, your parent will be exactly like what you did to your children. Understand? That is right understanding. You reap what you sow. Do good. So sacrifice for your children. Advise your children. Care for them. Love them. But don't pamper them. Understand? Yeah, you pamper them. Next time you got parents very wealthy, pamper you also. Send you to Holland. Understand? Because look pian pai ma, understand? Everything also give. Then cannot get what you want, how? Throw tantrum. So a lot of these things is you create yourself. You reap what you sow. So Dhamma, when you understand the Dhamma, the law of karma, the law of mind, then you transform. You're not deluded anymore. You won't do all these things that people think is advantage to them because they want to be possessive, they want to control. They say, for the good of my children, this one cannot, that one cannot, everything. Later on you come, your father, your mother say, this one cannot, that one cannot. How? That time? Why my parents like that? Last time you parent, you did that to your children, you never complain. Understand? So how you entangle yourself, how you live your life, whether you have Dhamma or you don't. When you don't have Dhamma, you neglect your karma, you become Hitler. You reap what you sow, understand? Blame who? Blame yourself, understand? But when you realize there is non-self, then who kena karma? You ask again. The last time there was one guy who came to the class. You know what he said? Brother, I want to ask you a question. If I commit all the karma, this life, I die already, then the friction not yet. In future, somebody else kena, not me. What is your understanding? True or not? What I commit, next life, future life, it's not me.
Different ego, different identity.
The sakayaditi, the delusion that is so thick. You. You think that one and this one not related. These are your segmented life, no, karmic nature, condition, our no. And you come and pay that, no. You think that guy who suffer is different from this guy, and because of that you escape karma. Because the consciousness is all connected one. Then your karmic nature become, I tell you, up there.
Black.
You're black. Because deluded and you like that, no. So what? You dare to commit, understand or not? I plunder, I steal, I violate everything. Then somebody else take the suffering, understand or not? Deluded and you like that. So you go and try lah. Because the consciousness is related. And when you become miserable, the Buddha say what? You are born of your karma. And your karma. Conditions. And you are what you are because of karma. Not related lah. You mean all the segmental life before that you are born of your karma. All these things that you do is related to you this life. That's why although you think different segment, this segment human being, next segment deva, future segment maybe hell being. Then which one is you? The hell being that suffer down there, not you. It's still one of your segmented life. Understand? Karmic, the conditioning, the accumulation cannot run on. That's why it's called karmic nature. Not an individual's karma. You understand? Karmic nature is a summation of all your segmented life. Every thought moment you create, your mental intention, all become that infinite nature. That's why you have karmic nature. You cultivate spiritual, so you have spiritual nature. But these two are different. One, the moment you born, you inherit everything. So you like to inherit what? Good karma or bad karma? Up to you lah. So like my brothers say, they ask my eldest brother, he said, hey, your father passed away, your inheritance how much? Oh, he said, I eat everything. You know what he mean? My father's high blood pressure, my father's diabetes. All the DNA.
All the DNA.
But not the well. That is? What type of karma is that?
Thanks.
The first one, that this Shen Hua mentioned. The DNA one. Primary retribution, understand? And you said not you. Primary retribution from karma. Understand? You are born based on your karma. That's why you are born of karma, every of karma. You are what you are because of karma. So don't be foolish to think like that. You think you're very intelligent, very smart. You think you can circumvent all this. You try. You cannot go cow, I tell you. The more you try, the more deep you go in. Understand? This is doubly deluded now. One segment already deluded until kau lah, kau lah. The future segment also deluded. Oh. Think that it's not you. How? Oh. Understand? 9 o'clock already. Ayo. So how? Stop lah. Luckily we move quite fast. We already. Ayo. The whole night we didn't move. Only one time now. So I haven't come to Kansan Susan. Never mind. We still got time, don't worry. We hit 185. We can finish by tomorrow, I think, day 6. So day 7, we are quite free. Okay? Ching Yap, Uko Su Kong, right? Ching Yap. Right, Uko Su Kong, right? Right, share. Oh, I'm seeing. Okay. I thought you, Uko Su Kong, I report to Alicia. Okay. Anybody want to do any chanting? Any suggestion today? Anybody? Junji Bosa. You know or not? Play the song. Sadhu. Very good. You play from there. Put the mic there. Okay, let us listen. Develop affinity with Junji. Junji is a very special being, a great being.
Right here, I also want to say that actually the inspiration comes from all karmitas, you know, because they did all the initial sharing that I benefited a lot, you know. So it's not just without them, I also cannot. Yeah. So, but. But I also like to. Express my gratitude towards all the karmitas that do all the sharing, in the classes, that I benefited from all their sharing, you know. Yeah, kanan amitofo. Dosa.
Okay, ready? Compose our mind. Attentively listen, then you can chant together. Or you want to wait for Suyan to send? Send already. Yeah, Suyan send.
这个准提菩萨是如果我们很诚心的去求的话，他可以帮忙我们 clear 很多我们的 coming obstruction，
业障，然后在这个三宝寺的准提菩萨
is the first one， the first shrine that when they started the temple， they built the 准提菩萨， so you have anything to offer， we offer that， and every year we come in。 We offer as a group. We offer oil for the lighting of the oil lamp, fruits, everything we offer.
Of
the group.
Very good. Sadhu, thank you. Okay, ready?
Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Namo Satana Sanya Sambhu.
Okay, pay respect to Chanti Bhusa. Face whatever direction you know is down there. Then develop the affinity. Then rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. After I hear the chanting, I heard it before. This one very familiar. No wonder. Okay. Then maybe we get envy to chant Om Pan Amani Padme Hum. Maybe five times. Do it 5 times.
Namo 大慈大悲救苦救难广大灵感观世音菩萨。Namo 大慈大悲救苦救难广大灵感观世音菩萨。Namo 大慈大悲救苦救难广大灵感观世音菩萨。Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Sukhita Hontu Nyateyo. Deo Satukalina Sasa Sampati Hetuja Sito Bhavatu Lokuja Raja Bhavatu Dhammiko Imina Punyang Kamina Mane Bala Samagamo Satang Samagamo Hotu Yawa Iwana Patiya Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu.
Okay, pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva and all the great beings and worthy ones.
Sisters,
are you ready? 1, 2, 3.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Very good, sadhu. This will not only give you meritorious action, open up your heart, the vibration really going on. So rejoicing is very powerful.